You are tuned into another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility, leaders in search, design, and interactive marketing. Recorded at our headquarters in Boca Raton, Florida, this is Digital Marketing Talk for your business. Now here is your host, Chuck Forbes.
Welcome back to another episode of Eye on Digital Marketing. I am your host, Manager of Client Strategy, Chuck Forbes, and today I am joined by Senior Campaign Manager, Team Lead, Jill Goldstein. Jill, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for joining us today. Jill, quickly before we dive into our topic today, you're a Senior Campaign Manager, Team Lead. In a nutshell, what does that mean? What do you do on a daily basis here at More Visibility?
What don't I do?
All right, that's it.
At a very high level, I put together, you know, really holistic strategies for my clients in order to meet their business goals. So putting together, you know, those media plans, presenting them, talking through, you know, why we're doing what we're doing. Once we get that approval, building those campaigns, and then really managing and optimizing those campaigns, and then reporting on them, and we do that over again. It's kind of a vicious cycle.
It is. Speaking of a vicious cycle, I think that may be a perfect segue into our topic today, which is the marketing funnel and different stages of the marketing funnel and what each stage means, why each stage is important, and how really you can optimize and make the most of each stage. So Jill, this is a term that is probably very, very familiar to you and very saturated, but let's start at a high level for the audience. When someone hears marketing funnel, what are we talking about? Because I think people think of, I got a funnel and a bunch of traffic coming through, but it means something, right? It means something in the beginning to the end. So talk about the marketing funnel in general and the slices of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we throw around terms and phrases like top of the funnel, bottom of the funnel, but
right.
Really kind of what does that mean? Generally at the top, we're looking to reach users. That's usually done with kind of that display or video types of tactics.
Yeah.
As we go down into the middle, we'll look to usually engage those users. That's typically done through social tactics, however, we'll also utilize some display tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the bottom of the funnel, we're generally looking to convert users. So usually, and that's just typical, done with search tactics. However, it also kind of overlaps into display. All of the channels really do have a lot of overlap.
Right.
But at a very, very high level, that's generally kind of the flow.
So taking the overlap out of the equation, what you're saying is the marketing funnel has three stages: reach, engagement, and then conversion at the end. And you're saying that there's different channels and different strategies
mm-hmm.
that you should really think about and really be using for each stage of the funnel. Is that correct?
Correct. So I know we threw a lot of channels out there. We said YouTube, we said Google Display Network, we said social, which could be Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
We mentioned search, which is generally Google, Bing, Yahoo these days. So a lot of people ask, you know, why so many channels? Why do we need to take this full funnel approach?
Right.
On average, according to Google, users consult 10.4 sources before making a purchase. So
wow.
That's a huge...
10. More than 10.
Yeah.
On average. So every user is consulting 10 sources before they make a choice.
Right.
I don't think there may be a better stat to justify why you need to be engaging across the entire
mm-hmm.
funnel, right?
Yes, users, I feel like, are more educated than ever. They're
yeah.
starting the journey perhaps with a non-brand search. They're leaving. They're talking to their friends. They're coming back. They're checking an email. They see a Gmail ad. They
yeah.
leave again. They go on to social media. They're engaging with brands. Perhaps later they're coming back and they're doing branded searches once they know who you're looking for. And it's really, that's kind of very typical.
Right.
It's very hard, I think, to measure. But it's very, very common. So really, when we look at that funnel and all of those channels, it's really integral and important to engage them in as many of those channels as they kind of move down that marketing funnel.
People wonder why marketing costs so much these days. You have to have a touch point
yeah.
with at least 10 times with a user
yeah.
before, you know, they convert. And that's a lot when you think about it. Within this marketing funnel, as we get more granular, now we know that there's really three sections. You should be paying attention to all three. There's different channels that, you know, you could utilize for all three. what about even more granular than that when we talk about bidding strategies? Like, how aggressive should you be at the top versus the middle versus the bottom? Should it be even? You know, so talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's really all a balance, and I think that definitely depends on your traffic, your audience. I think everyone's is unique, but really, if we want to just start at the top and go a little bit more granular, you can also think of this funnel, not to make it more confusing, but of funnels almost within funnels. So at the top, when you're looking at reaching users generally with some of those display tactics, you can even go and split that further and reach, engage, and convert users within display tactics.
Yeah.
So just at a very high level, you can reach users using YouTube video kind of efforts. Generally, we'll talk about contextual keywords, so targeting content on people's website.
Right.
As we move down that display funnel, so to speak, you can engage users using tactics such as Gmail ads or custom intent audiences and really convert them. And I know we're talking about the top of the funnel, but
yeah,
as we said earlier, there's a lot of overlap. So at the bottom, we can convert users using tactics like remarketing, which we know is very efficient. And I think that kind of goes with each with each stage of the funnel, really.
Yeah.
When we're kind of moving down for engagement, we often talk about social. So at a very high level, you can reach, engage, and convert people using social. So at
yeah,
the top, you can reach people using some of that higher level demographic targeting. Generally, that will be prospecting efforts with the aim of reaching new users. As you move down, you can engage them utilizing lookalike type audience targeting, which we know to be very, very effective once you have that core qualified seed list.
Yep.
And as you move down, again, you can remarket users using remarketing tactics, using either first party data or website traffic. Again, tons of overlap. And really, just to round it out at the bottom, when we're talking about search, I know everyone generally thinks search, this is how we convert users. This is
yes,
very bottom of the funnel, but really there's different stages of search. So you can reach users with some of your non-brand search, some more generic. That's not going to convert as well as perhaps a branded search, which would be more towards the bottom. And
yeah,
in the middle there, you can still engage search users by layering audience signals. So I think that's something that's touched on frequently when we talk to Google and our Google reps, but really it's very important because it kind of qualifies our audience in a different way. We can bid separately for certain audiences. We can speak to them differently, but nonetheless, funnels within funnels, not to make this
funnels
more
funnels within funnels.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
It's funnels.
It's funnels. So what you're essentially saying is, even though there's three pieces, slices, sections of the funnel, when you want to break it down like that, you have your reach, engagement, and conversion at the end, you should really not think of one channel or one tactic as just fitting into one piece of that funnel, right? You have
mm-hmm,
to learn how to be flexible, and I think you made a great point with search, because I'll play the role of an advertiser real quick, and I think we hear this a lot. Hi, Jill, I have, you know, $6,000 this month I want to spend, but with that $6,000, I need an ROI of XYZ, so let's go after bottom of the funnel,
right,
people who are ready to convert. That makes complete sense. But when you think about it,
mm-hmm,
like you said, and I don't think a lot of people think this way when they talk about the marketing funnel, if you're draining from the bottom and you're not putting anything in the top, eventually what's going to happen, your well is going to run out and you're going to have nothing
mm-hmm
left. So the search example is great to me because everyone who does search, I think, automatically goes
mm-hmm
to the bottom of the funnel. But you can have different campaigns that reach different audiences within that funnel. So let's talk about social for a second, too, because a lot of people are on the social bandwagon. They're using social media. In your opinion and what you've seen in campaigns from your experience, what is the best way to use social? Can social also touch all of those stages in the marketing funnel? Do you usually see it go towards one or another? And through that too, what social channels fall in those buckets, or is it all of them?
Yeah, I mean, with social, social is unique. So through Facebook, you can actually set up your campaign to reach certain goals.
Right.
So, you know, if I'm looking to reach a wide range of users, certainly there's really great targeting there's demo targeting, there's interest targeting, and that's a great tactic to kind of fill the top of the funnel.
Right.
However, through social, you can also have the system bid for conversions, which would be more of a bottom of the funnel type of strategy. And when you utilize those bottom of the funnel bidding strategies through Facebook, you can also certainly target those bottom of the funnel users. But really, I think we oftentimes look at social as a channel and not necessarily the strategies within the channel.
Right.
And really, when you look at channels and just all of your marketing holistically, you should really look at it as one unified effort with one unified goal instead of siloing everything out. You know, I recently bought an Aero Garden, so I'm really into that these days. So go with me here. When you're growing a garden or a plant, nonetheless, you need two things, right? You need water,
patience.
Okay, three things. All right, three things. You need water, sunlight, and patience. So if you just kind of plant something outside, it'll have that sun automatically. So
right.
You might get a little bit of growth. So to use the same example, if you utilize an email list for targeting, so a remarketing type of tactic, you're going to get some results from that, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have a little bit of growth. However, you're not going to see that long-term growth. So you'll have that immediate impact, but it won't keep going. So you need that water, which we can compare to perhaps prospecting efforts. So that more top of the funnel, the reach. So if you focus on the bottom of the funnel forever without giving it a little bit of water to grow, you're never going to kind of expand and grow your business to the point where you want it to.
I love it. We just took marketing funnel, went to funnels within funnels, and then did the marketing funnel compared to gardening, which is true. At the end of the day, you want your plant to grow, right? You want to benefit the fruits of your labor, if you will, to take the gardening a step further. So to wrap all of this up, basically what we're saying is don't look at your funnel, even though it has different sections, as so siloed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because really the bottom works together with the middle, works together with the top, and it's a circle. In fact, it probably shouldn't even be a marketing funnel. It probably should be a marketing circle.
Chuck,
now
I love
that we're
that.
Thinking about it.
I
we're
going to
change
that.
It. It's not even a marketing funnel anymore. It is now the marketing circle.
It's the vicious cycle
it's
of
the
marketing.
Exactly. And within that, don't silo your channels and your strategies out either. Yes, there are certain channels and certain strategies that definitely allude better to one side of the funnel or circle than another. But to your point, you can develop search campaigns to hit all audiences within that funnel. Same thing with social. Even same thing with display, if you really wanted to do that. Google, Bing, the Facebook, all of these channels have so many different targeting options, so many different ad units. They're making it easier and easier to reach who you want to reach and have them take the action or have them gain the awareness that you want very, very quickly. So I think that's, at the end of the day, is when users out there hear a marketing funnel and listen to this podcast, remember that it all works together. It all goes together, and that's how you should approach your strategy. So with that, Jill, do you have any other tips or any other things that you think the audience should keep in mind before they go out and talk to their advertisers and say, hey, we need to now refine our marketing funnel, our marketing circle, because Jill said so.
Well, that's a good reason, but the other thing I would just touch on, and this is for another conversation, perhaps another episode, but don't forget about attribution. So when we're talking about 10.4 touch points, let's give credit where credit's due. Oftentimes, our advertisers are stuck in the days of last click attribution. So in the example that we gave earlier, really only that branded search is going to get credit for all of those other efforts. So, you know, at the end of the day, when you're on a football field, and pardon my horrible sports analogy, if there's, you know, those passes in between, is the quarterback throwing, you know, who's getting the credit, the quarterback or the receiver who's catching the football
sense.
In the end zone?
Sure.
If there's a lot of touch points, and maybe football's not the best example, perhaps basketball would be.
Yeah.
who gets the credit. You
right.
know, essentially, it's a team
sure.
of marketing channels that work together to achieve one common goal.
Almost like an assist.
Yes.
We're going to go the basketball route.
Yes.
Right? No, I think that's a great point. If you would like some more information on how to tailor your strategy or your marketing funnel, or some more information on attribution data, which is very important for your marketing campaigns today, please make sure you reach out to us here at More Visibility. Jill, thanks so much for stopping by today. Really appreciate all of the helpful information.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility. If you want to stay on top of all the latest podcasts, visit our website, morevisibility.com/resources/podcasts, and browse the site for the latest digital marketing blogs, videos, newsletters, and much more.